John, back to winning ways, is it relief or jubilation or a bit of a combination of the two?
A lot of emotions, but yeah, relief one of them. I was pleased, obviously pleased we won, and pleased the lads got the reward for the hard work that they put in. But I must say, they're a very good side, Hartlepool, and they played some smashing football. And on another day, we wouldn't have won, but that's footy, isn't it? You get some days where, the gods don't go with you, and then other days you have that little bit of luck and things pan out for you. I thought we always looked a threat tonight, and I was particularly pleased the way we saw the game out. We controlled the game for long periods in the second half and denied them opportunities to get on the ball. And, that was pleasing. That was one of the pleasing aspects. But the hunger that the players showed from the first minute to the last was probably the most pleasing of the lot. And for that alone, I think that's probably why we deserve to win.
Big night for Shane McCartan. You brought him into the side. It must be so satisfying when something like that happens.
Well, it is, and especially for Shane. He's worked hard the last 3 or 4 weeks to make that opportunity happen. And I've been having constant, pep talks with him. I said it was only a matter of time before he got on the pitch. And anybody who was at the United game or the Sligo game wouldn't be surprised at the goal he scored tonight, the first one. You've got the two ends of the spectrum. You've got a spectacular goal and then your bread and butter one. I hope that gives him the confidence to go and kick on.
I know you'll prefer his second goal as a former striker, but the first one's really one to remember, isn't it?
Well, I couldn't have scored the first one, so... But the second one, yes, it is a poacher's goal, but the first one was a great goal. And we know he's got that in his locker. And it's very, very hard to defend that because he goes at such pace and he moves the ball very quickly. And, if you try and tackle him, you're always in danger of giving a penalty away. And so, if you've got that as a weapon, you've got to use it. And thankfully, he started using it.
We've discussed how upset you were with yourself and with your players at Stevenage at the weekend. How much tonight did you put right the stuff that you did wrong at the weekend?
Well, I had a couple of big decisions to make tonight. Obviously, losing Nicky as well. It was a tough. We had about 3 or 4 options that we could have used, and I possibly left it a little bit too late to make the switch that I did when I put Joshy to right back and Dean to left back, and I thought that both of them were exceptional, and that that gave us the catalyst to stop the pressure that they were putting us under, or limit the pressure that they were putting us under. I was talking to Kuki today about a manager's lot, and you're damned if you do, damned if you don't half the time. But you're making decisions that you believe is right for the club and right for the team, and you're getting paid to make them decisions. That's your job, and sometimes they'll work for you, sometimes they won't. The better managers get them right more often, and thankfully we got it right on it.
What's the diagnosis on Nicky Hunt?
We'll find out more tomorrow, but from just speaking to him today, he's had a couple of tests, and he was having pains in his chest. So, you can't risk anything like that. You've seen what's happened lately in football, and so we're never going to risk anyone's health. So it was glad, happily, he's had an all clear from the checkup he's had, so he can able to resume training on Thursday.
And I suppose, talking in the build-up to the game about entertaining football, trying to get fans through the turnstiles, the only frustration will be a gate of less than 1,000.
Listen, if there was 9 people there, we've got a duty to try and win for them 9 people. We've got a duty to try and win for ourselves. We've got a duty to try and make our own atmosphere. The atmosphere is still quite good tonight. It's never bothered me as a player how many people I played in front of, because I used to play on a Sunday morning, it was 3 and a dog there, and I'd still celebrate when I scored like it was like Wembley. And myself and Jimmy used to cause murder on a Sunday morning by celebrating. So now the crowd size, while it's vital to keep the club going, is irrelevant to how you should perform. Obviously, the more better atmosphere can help you, and we're always looking for that. But you can play well in front of 5 people, and you can play badly in front of 5,000. So.